Welcome to Midday Prayer for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord God is a sun and shield, bestowing favor and honor. Happy are those who trust in God. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. From Psalm 147. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, who has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes. God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold? The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. Loving God, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call them by name. Heal hearts that are broken. Gather those who have been scattered, and enrich us all from the fullness of your eternal wisdom, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel, for the Lord has an indictment against the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or loyalty, and no knowledge of God in the land. Swearing, lying, and murder, and stealing and adultery break out. Bloodshed follows bloodshed. Therefore the land mourns, and all who live in it languish, together with the wild animals and the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea are perishing. Yet let no one contend, and let none accuse, for with you is my contention, O priest. You shall stumble by day, the prophet also shall stumble with you by night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. The more they increased, the more they sinned against me. They changed their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people. They are greedy for their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priest, I will punish them for their ways, and repay them for their deeds. They shall eat, but not be satisfied. They shall prostitute themselves, but not multiply, because they have forsaken the Lord, and devote themselves to prostitution. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. The Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 1, Section 9. The infallible rule of interpretation of Scripture is the Scripture itself. And therefore, when there is a question about the true and full sense of any Scripture, which is not manifold but one, it may be searched and known by other places that speak more clearly. Section 10. The supreme judge, by which all controversies of religion are to be determined, and all decrees of councils, opinions of ancient writers, doctrines of men, and private spirits are to be examined, and in whose sentence we are to rest, can be no other but the Holy Spirit speaking in the Scripture. A prayer based on a prayer of Augustine of Hippo, 354-430. Fill us with your holy love, O Lord, and open the treasures of your wisdom to us. You alone know all that we desire. So perfect what you have begun in us, and answer the prayers you instill in us through the stirring of your Holy Spirit. Even as we seek your face, turn to us and show us your glory. Then our longing will be satisfied, and our peace will be complete. Amen. A prayer for the unemployed. Gracious God, we remember before you those who suffer want and anxiety from lack of work. Guide the people of this land so to use our wealth and resources that all persons may find suitable and fulfilling employment and receive just payment for their labor. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us the desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.